Yeah, I'd be interested in checking with the DO, Department of Revenue, and seeing when they put that VIN number on, is that description coming from the manufacturer, or they? I would think it'd have to be the manufacturer. I just, I'm curious on that. So,
well, you got a VIN number, which can only be for one vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
What my thought is, and it has to be with the program that they're getting, the state's getting from NADA that establishes that value. I haven't spent a lot of time on it, but I have scratched my head numerous times because it doesn't match up. But I don't have any doubt that there was an error on it. The value, because, again, go online to NADA and get the value there.
Your next one.
Okay. The next one is but the three digits in on the abatement number is 328. Incorrectly assessed when deactivating, paid in Greene County, where the resident resides. 329. Taxpayer incorrectly assessed for vehicle did not own on January 1, 2019. The vehicle was used for a trade-in. And 330, taxpayer did not own a 2017 Ford Escape in 2018 tax year.
Did not own it on January 1st. They bought it in, what, February? But they didn't own on January 1st, it would not be taxable.
Right. I'm looking to see if there's anything here that shows where they...
I think it showed on the
February 27th of 18.
Yeah, 2/27/18 is when they purchased it.
Yeah. We label these Exhibit A. Any questions?
I have one more question. How does the value go increase from year to year? Normally decreases, does it not?
Normally, yes. But there are occasions that it will increase.
Even on a vehicle? Because of the NADA or because of the
NADA? That's where our values come from, yep.
So are they saying they made a mistake in the year before and they assessed the value? They don't explain that, do they?
Again, we get a book, and that's what we go by. We look at each vehicle.
Any questions on Exhibit A?
No, I don't.
I move to approve Exhibit A for...
Today's date?
Yeah, today's date. I'm looking to see what it is today.
March 16th. March.
Thank you. March 16th, 2020.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set of abatements I have are real estate paid abatements. These are refunds also, just on the real estate side.
Move, let's label this Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B with dated 3/16 of 20.
Second, and noting the 2/17, the reason it would be approved now is because they didn't pay it until in 2/18, so that puts it under the 3-year statute.
Yes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Discussion of parcel. I guess I can read the number or call it. The Taney Center, is that what? The parcel number 04-7.0-25-000-004-004-000, known as the Taney Center. I have distributed two letters that was received by the commission. And anyone that wants to come up, please, could you state your name? And that for the record, they need for you to spell it so they can get it right into the record.
Doug Muller, D-O-U-G-M-U-L-L-E-R.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. Good
morning.
It has come to the attention of a few individuals in the community that the Taney Center, located at 20130 U.S. Highway 160 in Casino Mills, is getting ready to be sold. That brings a lot of concern, as it is utilized by many local organizations to educate the community, not to mention the many other individuals from the community that gather for benefits for individuals in need, weddings, receptions, family gatherings, as well as garage sales, craft shows. The Taney Center was incorporated in 1980, and the building was completed in 1987, with much of the money being donated by local community members so that our community would have a place to gather. With the mention of the sale of the Taney Center, it is a huge concern that the building will not be available to the public as it was designed to be. This is the only building on the east side of Taney County that can hold such a large crowd. The existing board for the Taney Center has been spoken to, and from what I've been told from a board member, the contract to sell will be signed Tuesday, March 17th at 10 a.m. I feel many of our community members are not aware of the sale of the property, and that those that do know are willing to sign up, to step up and sit on a board and help preserve the building for what it was intended to be. I come before you guys today to see if there's anything that Taney County can do to help keep this building as it was intended to be for our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rick Persinger, if I may.
Yes. Mr. Persinger, could you spell your last name for the record?
I'll spell them both, if I may. R-I-C-K, Rick Persinger, P-E-R-S-I-N-G-E-R. Just 2 points I'd like to make. Taney Center started in 1980, as Doug said. A lot of people volunteered. A lot of people here have done fundraisers. They had music shows. H.R. Owen allowed the building, which is now Save-A-Lot. He had built Cedar Square and Gwen Supermarket, moved to it. My father had fundraisers, square dances there. All the money went to the building fund of Taney Center. E.F. Gann, Gordon Peacock, Robert Craig, a lot of people raised fundraisers, had barbecues, sold it to raise money, music groups. A lot of people just donated funds. I've got a group of 11 people. They all donated money. Roy Donahue was one of the original incorporators of the program, and they did it just so we would have a community center on this side. Nothing else was available. They donated time, money, and effort to try to provide a place for Eastern Taney County to meet. The present board, I think there's a failure to communicate. People stepped up before. People would step up again if given the chance to do fundraisers, serve on the board, because it's all for the benefit of this part of the county. That's point one. People will step up. They're offering to. That's why this meeting was called, to try to make people aware so they had the chance to step up. The other point is the purpose of the building was to give everyone a chance to have a facility they could rent and use for their purpose. There's been fundraisers, been weddings, been receptions, celebrations of life, auctions, and multiple churches through the years. The river got started there. They had services there because that was a facility they could rent for their purpose until they could get their own facilities. Other people have had religious services there. That was the intended purpose of the building. For Jeremy Henson and his church to try to convert that to a personal use and take it away from the community is wrong. You know, it was intended to be for everyone to use. I think it's great they're having church there. I think it's great it's available for him to get started there. But to convert it to personal use is wrong. May be legal, but it's wrong.
Bob Anderson, well, I can spell it for you, B-O-B or B-O-B, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. I've been in the county for over 35 years. I've had businesses. I've been on the Taney County Board for a total of over 20 years, off and on. I had a business next to it, or two buildings up from it, which was good for the Taney Center because I could go and unlock it for people and everything at all times of night or lock it up. I believe the Taney Center at the beginning of it had a charter. And like they said, it was fundraising and money was raised for it. I do remember donating. You could be a charter member if you donated $100 or better, which you got a little certificate for. Believe the charter states, which I don't have it, but I remember reading way back when, that it had to be letters sent out to the charter members before this building could even be processed or sold. The selling of the property, and let me first say, I have nothing against churches. You know, I'm a partially religious person. I do believe in God, but to convert this into a church and take it away from the eastern side is deadly wrong. And for four people to make this decision, I mean, if they're tired of being on the board, fine. Let's appoint more members to the board. But out of these people, two of them are a married couple. I don't know if they're members of the church. I really don't care. Because it's wrong to try to take this community center away from all the people. I mean, Water and Soil uses it, 4-H uses it, many people uses it. The prices were good at one time, and then it got kind of carried away, and they raised the prices, and they put stipulations, and it has gone down on rentals. And like I say, the church, like Mr. Persinger said, the church, that's great. They can lease it for years to get their money up on a Sunday. I think it's great that they have this place to use. And for a small amount of rent, I don't know if they're paying rent or not. They should be. Or leasing, I mean renting the building. But to take it away from everybody and only four people making this decision is not right. I don't know if it's legal. I really don't think it's legal because I don't think they have the power to do this. Nobody has appointed them. They are not owners of the property. All they are caretakers of it. Basically, that's what it is on the board. They make the decisions on how to spend the money, and they make the decisions on what upkeep and that's done on it. But they have no legal rights, I believe, whatsoever to sell this property. And for the price that they're selling it for, they say it's a reasonable price. I was told it was $125,000. Well, just 600 feet up the road at the corner there where Mega Mart used to be, they're asking $300,000 for it, their property, which is basically pretty close to the same acreage. That's about all I gotta say. It's just not morally or legally, I think, right.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
How many years did you say you sat on the senior, the Taney Center board?
Over 20 years. The first time I was on it was for 10 years. And then I got off of it for a while because